This is Insight on Cap Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. This year's Passover and Easter might be remembered as the one when we couldn't have a house full of people, we couldn't sit around the table together, but there are going to be stories about how it happens online, and our uplift is a lesson in how to do it. On the phone is UC Davis's Dr. Andy Jones, Professor of Writing and Journalism, and UC Davis's Academic Director of Academic Technology Services. There's been a lot of talk about the work you do today in this show, Dr. Andy.
There sure is. It's been really fun to hear our colleagues from other Sacramento Valley universities talking about the great ways that they've been bringing instruction to students in this remote teaching era, and then also looking out for students who need additional support with technology. That's certainly something that we've paid attention to as well at UC Davis.
The given is that it's a little intimidating at first, but do you think people are finding it's easier to do than expected, easier technology to work with?
I think so. I mean, especially with Zoom, people have been turning to Zoom who have never done video conferencing before and finding that the basic use of the system is pretty straightforward. And for many families, this means grandparents spending time with children and grandchildren, including those who are on the other side of the country or the other side of the world, and finding that through their computer screens or maybe even their mobile devices, they're able to connect with those faraway people who mean so much to them, but who would not be safe to embrace during this COVID-19 era.
So choices are merged phone calls and FaceTime. There's Snapchat and Twitter. There is Skype. But this app called Zoom is really popular. How much do you use it, and where do we begin?
It has really taken off. I used Zoom for meetings and have for the last couple of years. There were 10 million users in December of last year. Now, Beth, there are over 200 million users of this technology. And so I've had to help a lot of faculty and even some of my own students get up to speed on Zoom. It is largely frictionless in that you just download an app and you can jump right into a meeting with your friends or classmates or colleagues. And it has a number of advantages over a phone call or a texting opportunity. And that is that you get to see your friends' faces. You get to laugh at jokes together in real time. You get to see, for me, students raise their hands when you're looking at what I call the Brady Bunch view of all of my students. And I see a hand go up. I can immediately call on a student. So I've really enjoyed using this technology. I always prefer teaching face-to-face, but I think that we've adapted pretty well in the educational community and then in the larger community to technologies like this, especially Zoom itself.
So you download the app, you'll have to create your little profile, and then you can either initiate your own meeting or join someone else's meeting, but you will need a meeting code, and that's how it works. I do want you to say something about security, because we're hearing about Zoom bombers, people hacking into meetings.
Yeah, and it was a term that was coined probably only in the last month or two, because there were fewer opportunities to Zoom bomb, and people would wonder why you would invade someone else's meeting. But it's the equivalent of the crank call that some of our friends might have engaged in the 70s or 80s or 90s, calling people randomly and harassing them. The problem with Zoom bombing is that until the security update that Zoom put out yesterday, it was possible for strangers to jump on there and to, for instance, share content, including inappropriate content, or to make disparaging remarks about strangers in a meeting room, whether it would be a classroom or an AA meeting or even a church meeting. These things have been known to happen. But Zoom has been, the company has responded rather quickly with a number of changes, including not, for instance, displaying the ID meeting, the ID of a particular meeting, so that it's less likely that people will easily say, take a screenshot, send it to a nefarious friend, and invite them to jump on there.
There's also
a waiting room function that makes it possible to join a community, a meeting, only if the coordinator of the meeting invites them in. So there are a number of processes like that to ward off Zoom bombers that I think will make it a less prominent concern.
All right, Andy, it all starts with downloading the app. I'm going to say thanks a lot. Wish you and your family a wonderful holiday. Thanks for joining us today, and take care.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Beth.
That is UC Davis's Dr. Andy Jones. One more thing. Trolls World Tour opens this weekend. It won't have a theater opening. It'll go directly to on demand. Maybe that'll make the holiday a little easier, too. Thanks for joining us. Take care.